level 8, and then we reset to level 1 and do this whole fucking thing again.
Level 8, elevator in 3 feet.
Ah!
Level 7, loaded, elevator in 6.
Serious.
The bike bender says I really don't think resetting is a good idea.
It can't hurt anything, and anyway, I need to restock, like...
The bike bender says it can't hear anything except make you literally play the game twice, LMAO. I think you're good on ammo.
Time to blast my
east.
Yeah, the problem is I need to restock on med kits because I need to do the coffee machine again. Because there's no way...
South.
I don't think there's any way I'm gonna survive this boss fight. I mean, I'll try it, but there's no way. It's not happening. Like, I'm gonna die.
Bike Bender says, tell you what. Save to slot 2 or something before the teleporter, then continue in slot 1 and try to complete it without a reset, if you have time and wanna try.
I can give it a try.
33%. Save 1, save.
Time to blast
medkit quantity 4. 44%. Level.
Time to
medkit quantity 4. 36%.
Load.
Level. Time medkit proximity medkit
quantity
4. 43.
Load.
Level 8. Loaded.
But see...
Time medkit. Quantity. 4. 52%.
Suppose that's good enough.
Time medkit. Quantity.
One more.
3. 66%. Save. 1. Save.
Laser.
The bike bender says, yeah, I don't like how wildly random this is.
South. Medkit in 18 feet. East. East. South.
But you see how much damage I'm taking already. It's not fun. This is...
Zero, south.
Fucks me up with the teleporter because he can teleport me to places where it'll. God damn it.
Save in 1.
Okay,
save.
So this room is too tiny
west.
Because it's only 20 by 20. But if I open this. Come on.
East. Data wafer in 50 west. East.
Come on.
25 feet. North. In 10 feet.
in 1 feet.
I'd have to take that to the end. Yeah.
West.
Okay.
East. Okay. 13 feet. Save. 1 save. North. Level 8 loaded.
Of course it would help if I shut the fucking door.
North.
So that I'm not going straight through into this room.
Door
here.
In 2 feet.
Whoa!
Alright.
South.
Here
door
we go.
In 19 feet.
Harmonic player says no
door
crap
down. 2 feet. East. 1 save.
You've got what?
Level 8 loaded.
No, this is terrible.
Door in.
Yes. Wonderful.
Data wafer in 19 feet. White data wafer taken. White data wafer taken. Proximity glass mine in 12 feet. Proximity glass mine taken. Bio grenades in 12 feet. Bio grenades taken. Door in 20 feet. Door in 9 feet. Door in 0 feet. Door. 6%. 1 save. Scope battery in 17 feet. Bare fist. West. Save at 1
save.
I'm
gonna have to save again and then quit because it's... Why does this game do this? I don't remember it used to do that, where, like, the sounds would start not working right.
Level 8 loaded. Data wafer in 4 feet. West. White data wafer taken. Scope battery in 12 feet. Scope battery taken. North. Door in 17 feet. Door in 1 feet. Door in 48 feet.
Flamethrower.
South. North.
Ah, no. I need to go back from here.
Door in 18 feet. Door in 2 feet.
Ah,
save
here we
one,
go.
Save.
All right.
South. Time to get proximity glass.
Right. Quantity 3.
Oh, no.
Level 8 loaded. South. Med proximity glass. Transport. Proximity. Bio disruptor. Rise. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Load. Level 8
he
loaded.
Fucking bypassed it. Okay.
Level 8 loaded.
Okay. Plan B.
Laser pistol. South.
I go all the way back here.
North. Bio disruptor.
Nice.
Faken. Incendiary ammunition. Faken. White data wafer. Faken. 3,064.
Oh, yeah, I may not, after all. Okay. Right. Right then. Let's...
Feet. 17 feet. Door in 1 feet. Door in 5 feet out.
Right, now the question is... Which teleporter shall I take?
One, save. East. Door in 8 feet. Door in 7 feet.
Okay, guys.
Save and slot. One, save.
Let's put it to a vote. Should I go left? Because there's two teleporters that go to level 9. You can access the level 1 teleporter no matter what. There are two level 9 teleporters. I think there's a difference between them. I'm not sure what it is. So, shall I go left or right? Because if I go right, the one to the left... See, watch. Watch.
South.
That one detonates.
Load from slot 1, level 8, loaded.
Whereas if I go left, the other one will.
Talon says, just got back, what are we doing?
I'm on level 8, and I'm trying to determine whether I'm going to turn left or right. So,
south.
I could turn right, blow that one up.
Load, level 8, loaded.
Or I could enter this door on my
Talon
left.
Talon says left.
Okay.
North.
Go left.
1, save.
Here we go. There we go.
West.
All right.
Door in 1 feet or. Bare fist. Bio disruptor.
They're too close. Okay. Oh well.
Whoa.
All right. What are we looking at here?
North. Equipment in 19 feet.
Right. Okay.
Save one.
Save. Save here. And actually, I have to go back, I think, because look.
3 yellow. 4 white. 6 yellow. 7 yellow.
Yeah, I'm missing most of the messages. So I could guess the ones I'm missing. Where does this lead? What?
Door to door, behind door to the left. Level 1, in 19 feet, door in 16 feet, there it is. 52% white data wafer, take west.
So that would take me back to level 1. Right, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to call it here. And then, I might go live, I think I'm going to go through, I won't subject you all to me going through the entire game again. So what I think I'll do is I'll end this here, and then I will stream level 9 later. What I think I'm gonna do.
Save and slot 1, save.
So, unless anyone has any objections, because
Talon says,
I
all right.
Already saved.
Thanks for the stream.
Yeah, of course. Thank you guys for tuning in, and I will see you next Friday. So, let's talk about that advice I got. It's not a good idea to go through the teleporter back to level 1 and do the whole game again, because you have to do the whole game again, and it's unnecessary. This inherently disregards grinding as a concept, but that doesn't necessarily mean the comment itself has no merit. Theoretically speaking, if you're good enough at the game to play through the whole thing on the highest difficulty level and not miss a single message, you could go through the level 9 teleporter and just fight the boss right then and there, assuming you have enough health and ammunition to get yourself through. However, I was missing some of the messages. A fact I had quite forgotten about until I got near the end, and it's a good thing I remembered it, because you cannot complete the game without the messages. I haven't tested what would happen if you submitted the wrong information through the experiment control box. The recorded audio story suggests that if you enter the data wafers in the wrong order, the order in which you must insert the data wafers will be completely randomized. The text documentation refutes this, stating the order in which you must insert the data wafers will remain exactly the same. Where the documentation and the audio story agree is that, should you fail to insert the data wafers in the correct order, the ones you have inserted into the machine will be completely destroyed, rendering them useless. This implies that you cannot simply keep guessing the order that the data wafers need to be inserted into the machine. It doesn't help to save after you've beaten the boss either, because you can't save on level 9. This means if you screw something up, you have to reload your save file from level 8 and do the whole boss fight all over again. If anyone wants to try to beat Shades of Doom without collecting any of the messages, you're not going to be able to. Even if the data wafers are not destroyed when inputting the order wrong, there are 8 slots and 4 possible answers for each one of them. This means at least 32 possible combinations. You're gonna be sitting there guessing for quite a while, but please, be my guest. I certainly won't try and stop you. I, for one, am certainly not willing to fight the boss and then have to do the whole thing all over again on a wager. So, off camera, I went through all 8 levels again and collected all of the messages. I now have double the ammunition I would have normally had, and I have plenty of health as well, which I got from using the coffee machine over and over and over again. And since I was able to collect all of the items again, I'm not doing so bad in terms of medkits. All in all, it wasn't a wasted trip. That being said, I hope to see you all there for tomorrow's livestream, as I complete the remainder of Shades of Doom on the It's a Good Day to Die difficulty. See you then.